Just one last dance。欢迎收听可可网的听歌学英语，我是大家新朋友 Linda。大家刚刚听到的是来自德国女歌手 Sarah Connor 的一首成名曲。Sarah Connor 出生于1980年6月13日，曾经获得过德国乐坛最高荣耀的 Echo 音乐奖。Sarah Connor 受其祖父影响，从小就深受蓝调灵魂乐的熏陶。14岁的时候开始在教堂唱诗班担任演唱，并且在学校演唱音乐剧。15、16岁的时候便以诗唱带向各大音乐商投石问路。2004年 ，Sarah 与美国流行摇滚乐手 Mark Terenzi 结婚，并且育有一子一女 Tyler 和 Summer。不过，令人极为惋惜的是，2008年这对明星夫妇的婚姻走到了尽头。但是，做不成夫妻，他们至今仍然是好朋友。下面，让我们来欣赏 Sarah Connor 的这首《Just One Last Dance》。
Just one last dance, just one last dance. We meet in the night in the Spanish cafe. I look in your eyes, just don't know what to say. It feels like I'm drowning salty water. You are as left till the sun's gonna rise. Tomorrow will come, it's time to realize our love is finished forever. How I wish to come with you. How I wish we make it through. Just one last dance before we say goodbye. When we sway and turn around, 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 it's like the first time. Just one more chance. Hold me tight and keep me warm, 'cause the night
Just One Last Dance 是一首旋律优美的英文歌曲，表达了恋人即将永别的深深痛苦和无奈。歌曲里面有异国情缘的浪漫，温情婉转的深情，亦有声嘶力竭、歇斯底里的痛苦呐喊。当然，欣赏歌曲的同时，我们也不忘来学习这首歌中的一些单词和短语。Cafe 咖啡馆，在英美国家，它指的是供应饮料和便餐，通常不供应酒类的一些场所。They met in a cafe and fell in love at first sight. 他们是在一家咖啡馆相遇的，并且是一见钟情。Drown something in something 是浸透、淹没。The fruit was drowned in cream. 水果在奶昔里面浸泡过。Drown somebody or something out 压过、淹没、掩盖。She turned up the radio to drown out the noise from next door.他调大了收音机的音量，以压过隔壁房间的吵闹声。Drown your fears, loneliness, sorrows. 借酒壮胆，借酒消除寂寞，借酒消消愁的。It's time to do something. 是时候做某事了。It's time to hit the road. 该出发了。It's high time somebody did something. 这里是虚拟语气，不表示过去时，意为是该做什么的时候了。It's high time that the children went to bed. 孩子们的睡觉时间到了。How I wish to. 我多么希望。How I wish all the money were mine. 虚拟语气。我多么希望这些钱全是我的。How I wish mother could trust me again. 我多么希望妈妈再相信我呀。Make it through, 度过难关。If we could make it through the darkest night, we will have a brighter day. 如果我们能够熬过最黑暗的夜晚，我们将能迎来更光明的日子。There's no way, 没门，没有办法。There's no way to explain, 根本没有办法解释。No way am I going to drive them there. 无论如何，我都不会开车把他们送到那里去的。There are no two ways about it.肯定无疑，别无他途的意思。It was the wrong decision. There were no two ways about it. 这个决定是错误的，这是肯定无疑的。Romantic, 浪漫的，爱情的。Romantic candlelit dinner, 浪漫的烛光晚餐。浪漫的人，浪漫主义作家。He was a romantic at heart and longed for adventure. 他骨子里是个浪漫的人，渴望历险。Alright, that's all I have for you today. How I wish you have enjoyed it so far. Again, I'm your new friend Linda, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.